The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
In this presentation, we're going to go over the very basics of the Rockbox utility for those who, for whatever reason, need to use it to create a voice file or to generate talk files for their player. Now, the difference between a voice file and a talk file is that the voice file is the one that reads the menus and submenus and so forth, while the talk file will enable the player to speak the folders and file names instead of spelling them out. So that's the difference between the two. Voice files will speak the menus and submenus and any in-system information, while talk files will enable the player to speak the names of folders and files. In order to create voice files, you need to use the Rockbox utility. Whereas if you want to create talk files, you can use RBClip, which is included on our players, or you can use the Rockbox utility. Those who use a Mac computer will need to use the Rockbox utility, as I am not aware of any program that will create talk files on a Mac aside from the Rockbox utility. I myself don't have a Mac, so I've never used the Rockbox utility in a Mac environment, but from what I've heard from other customers, it's very similar to the PC version. The instructions that I'll be giving in this podcast are being done on a PC. Anyone who needs the Rockbox utility Mac version can email me and I'll be happy to send you the download link. Alright, the first thing that we need to look at is if you want to change the voice on the player, which is the one that reads the system and the system information and that kind of thing. This would be done if you want to use a different voice on your player to read the menus and so forth, or if you want to use a different language. Now, if you are going to use a different language, then you need to do a couple of steps, and I'll tell you what they are right now. So let me turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And let's go down to settings. So let's arrow down.
Files, FM radio, recording, settings.
And click the enter key to go into there.
Sound settings.
And down arrow to general settings.
Playback settings, general settings.
Click the enter key to go into there.
Playlists.
And let's arrow down.
File view, database, display.
Now, on some languages, you may need to go into here first. This would be the first step. So let's click the enter key to go in here.
LCD settings.
And arrow down to.
Scrolling, peak meter, default code page.
Default code page. And you would only need to go in here if you're going to be using one of the following languages.
Latin 1.
Latin 1 is the one that it's set on, and that handles U.S. and Spanish and any others that aren't in here. So let's arrow down and see what the choices are in here.
Greek, Hebrew, Cyrillic, Thai, Arabic, Turkish, Latin Extended, Central European, Western European, Japanese, Simplified Chinese, Korean, Traditional Chinese, Latin 1.
So you would arrow up or down to the one that you wanted.
Greek.
Let's say I choose
Latin 1.
Latin 1, and you would click the enter key.
Default code page.
And it brings you back to that. So that would be your first step if you're going to do one of the previous languages that were just mentioned. Okay, so let's click the left arrow to back out one level.
Display.
And then we arrow down.
System. Startup slash shutdown. Bookmarking. Automatic resume. Language.
To language. We click the enter key.
English S.
And the player is set to English US. And there are actually two choices for English. There's English US, and if you arrow down.
English.
Just plain English. Your player will come set on.
English S.
English US. Now, the languages are spoken as someone from that country would say the word. Actually, they're written out that way. So let's say you wanted Spanish, you wouldn't look for Spanish, you would look for Español. So if you arrow down,
English, Español.
There it is. I'm not going to switch a language, so let's go back to
English, English S.
English US, and click the Enter key.
Loading, new language, language.
Okay, so to explain further, if you have the player set to English US, and you create a voice in just plain English, it's not going to speak. So the language on the player has to match the language that you're using to create the voice file with the Rockbox utility. Otherwise, your player won't speak when you turn it on. Alright, so that's all I'm going to show you on the player, and that's just for people who want to switch the language on the player to a different language other than English US. Alright, now we're ready to connect the player to the computer.
Sans Eclipse EF, dialog. This Discord device contains more than one type of content. What do you want Windows to do? List. Play, using Windows Media Player 1 of 10.
Alright, so I'm just going to press Escape to get out of here.
Gold Wave. Untitled 2.
And I'm going to Alt-Tab to Windows Explorer.
Local Disk E, icon 2 of 3. Local Disk E. Tree View. Local Disk E, collapse 3 of 8, level 2.
I'm going to type the letter S to get right down to the player.
Sans Eclipse EF, collapsed 4 of 8, level 2.
And this is Windows XP and Windows Explorer. So I'm going to use the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 9 items.
And the Rockbox utility is in the folder called Utilities on your player. So type the letter U.
Level 3 utilities collapsed 9 of 9.
And it takes you right down to it. And click the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 3 items.
Now to find the Rockbox utility, we tap the letter R.
Level 4 RB clip 2 of 3.
And once more.
Rockbox utility 3 of 3, level 4.
And there it is. So we tab to go inside the folder.
Folder view list. Dirname.talk, size, 5, rockboxutility.execute, size.
Okay, so there it is, rockboxutility.exe. So to start it, you just press enter on it.
Application F, slash utilities, slash rockboxutility, slash rockboxutility.execute. Rockbox utility window. New installation. Alert, this is a new installation of Rockbox utility, or a new version. The configuration dialog will now open to allow you to set up the program, or review your settings. OK button, enter.
And that's the message you get the first time you run it. Basically, you need to tell it where your player is and which player it is. So dismiss the error message by pressing the Enter key or your spacebar.
Configuration dialog. Configure Rockbox utility. Select your audio player. Cancel button. Alt plus C. Pane. 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 List. English and English N. Device tab control.
So we're in the device tab. So tab.
Pane. Select your device in the file system combo box C. Alt plus F.
All right. Now, the accessibility of the Rockbox utility is a lot better than it has been for some people, although I haven't really noticed much of a difference. So to deal with these combo boxes, you need to press a spacebar when you get to a combo box. So I'm going to press a spacebar now.
Select your device in the file system combo box. Border. List. C. C. Pane.
And mine is on F, so we arrow down.
List. E. E. F. F.
Once you make your selection, you press Enter.
Select your device in the file system combo box F. Alt plus F.
Once we press Enter, we tab to go to the following fields.
Refresh button Alt plus R. Show disabled targets checkbox not checked.
You don't have to mess with any of these.
Select your audio player. Select your audio player. Tree view. Level 1 Apple 1 of 11.
Okay, so here we are in the tree view. So type the letter S.
Samsung 9 of 11 level 1. SanDisk 10 of 11 level 1.
Do you get to SanDisk? And use your right arrow to open it. And then arrow down.
Level 2 SansaT E200V1 series stable 1 of 11.
And you would locate the player that you want to use with the Rockbox utility. This is a clip zip, so I'm just going to arrow down till I get to the clip zip.
Sansa E200V2 Series Stable 2 of 11 Level 2, Sansa C200V1 Series Stable 3 of 11 Level 2, Sansa C200V2 Series Stable 4 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Fuse Stable 5 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Fuse V2 Stable 6 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Fuse Plus Unstable 7 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Clip Stable 8 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Clip V2 Stable 9 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Clip Plus Stable 10 of 11 Level 2, Sansa Clip Zip Stable 11 of 11 Level 2.
And there it is. So now we tab to the OK button.
Auto Detect button enter. OK button enter. Rockbox utility window. Unknown.
And now we're just in the Rockbox utility. So now you do Alt S for actions.
Menu.
And arrow down.
Accessibility Alt plus A.
To accessibility. And press your Enter key.
Install voice file Alt plus I.
And let's say you want to create a voice file.
Install voice file Alt plus I.
You don't use install voice file because that will just download the default voice from rockbox.org, and it's basically a voice that's been described as sounding like Microsoft Sam. It's actually not Microsoft Sam, it's a different TTS engine and a different voice altogether. So arrow down.
Create voice file Alt plus V.
And that is your choice if you want to create a voice file. And there's a third choice here, which is
create talk files Alt plus T.
To create the talk files. So let's do the create voice.
Create voice file Alt plus V.
And press Enter.
Pane. Device grouping device. Eject button Alt plus E. Create voice file dialog. Select the language you want to generate a voice file for. Engine. B invalid TTS configuration / B silence threshold. Install button Enter.
Okay, so it drops you in the install button. So tab.
Cancel button Enter.
Tab again.
Language combo box English UK.
And here's where you get to choose the language in the Rockbox utility. So this is a combo box, so remember you have to press the space bar.
Language combo box. Border. List. English UK, English UK. Pane. List. English US, English US.
And we want English US because that's what the player is set as. Now, if you were changing the language, you would have changed it on your player, and you would need to change it to that particular language in here as well. Since I want English US, I press Enter on English US.
Language combo box English US.
And then you tab.
Generation settings, grouping generation settings. Change button Enter.
And now you want to do this step, so press your space bar on the button.
Rockbox utility. Folder view list. Rockbox utility.execute. Size, 13,862 KB. Type, application, date modified, 11/25/2012, 2:46 PM, 2 of 2.
And this is something that happens occasionally. It has a bug, and it sometimes just leaves you out. It just takes you out of the program. So, start it up again.
Application F, /utility/rockbox/utility/rockbox/utility.execute. Rockbox utility window.
Okay, so now it's up again, so let's do Alt-S.
Menu.
And arrow down.
Accessibility Alt plus A.
To accessibility, and press Enter.
Install voice file Alt plus I.
And we want create voice file.
Create voice file Alt plus V.
And press Enter.
Pane. Device grouping device. Eject button Alt plus E. Create voice file dialog. Select the language you want to generate a voice file for. Engine. B invalid TTS configuration / B silence threshold. Install button Enter.
And if you notice, we didn't have to go through that step of selecting the drive and the player because the Rockbox utility stores the information in its .ini file. So you don't have to worry about that. Just the first time. Alright, so let's tab to
cancel button Enter. Language combo box English US.
And it retained the language that we chose.
Generation settings grouping generation settings. Change button Enter.
And press your space bar.
Unknown. Configuration dialog. Configure Rockbox utility. Configure TTS engine configuration. Invalid configuration. OK Rockbox speaks encoder. Pane. 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 Select your audio player. Tree view. Configuration dialog. Configure Rockbox utility. Configure TTS engine configuration. Invalid configuration. OK Rockbox speaks encoder. Pane. TTS encoder tab control.
And you're in the TTS encoder tab. So tab.
Pane. TTS engine grouping TTS engine. Select TTS engine combo box SAPI 5 TTS engine Alt plus S.
And remember, in any combo boxes, you have to press a spacebar first.
Select TTS engine combo box. Border. List. SAPI 5 TTS engine SAPI 5 TTS engine. pain.
And here's where you choose the text-to-speech engine that you want to use. And you have a few available.
List. Flight TTS engine.
You have one called Flight, which I've never used.
MS Speech Platform.
MS Speech Platform, which is the one that I use, and that's the voice that we've been using on our players lately. And if we arrow down...
SAPI 5 TTS engine.
SAPI 5.
Swift TTS engine.
And Swift. So I'm going to choose...
SAPI 5 MS Speech Platform.
MS Speech Platform. So press Enter.
Select TTS Engine Combo Box MS Speech Platform Alt plus S.
And then we tab.
Configure TTS button, Enter.
And we want to configure the text-to-speech engine, so press your spacebar.
MS Speech Platform Dialog. Language, Combo Box.
And this is a combo box with a language, so let's make sure that it's on English US. So press your spacebar.
Language, Combo Box. Border, List. Bulgarian, Afrikaans.
And type the letter E.
English. English S. Voice, Combo Box Microsoft Server Speech Text to Speech Voice NCA, Heather.
Alright, so remember you have to press the spacebar before we make any changes.
Voice, Combo Box, Border, Pain. List, Microsoft Server Speech Text to Speech Voice and GB, Hazel Microsoft Server Speech Text to Speech Voice and US, Helen Microsoft Server Speech Text to Speech Voice and US, Zero Pro Microsoft Server Speech Text to Speech Voice and US, Zero Pro.
And Zero Pro. So, press Enter.
Voice, Combo Box Microsoft Server Speech Text to Speech Voice and US, Zero Pro.
And let's tab.
Refresh button, Enter.
And tab.
Speed, Spin button, Zero.
And this is the speed, so... this one actually doesn't read if you press the spacebar on it or not. The default is zero. So I'm going to arrow up three times because that's the speed that I prefer. I prefer it on three, so I'm going to go arrow up once, twice, three times.
Speed, three.
And it's on three. When you're using SAPI 5 voices, you might want to keep it on two. But with the Microsoft Speech Platform, I prefer 3, so tab.
Options, edit submenu. OK button, Enter.
And tap to the OK button and press your spacebar on it.
Pain. TTS engine grouping, TTS engine. Configure TTS button, Enter.
And then tab.
Test TTS button, Enter.
And this allows you to test the text-to-speech voice that you'll be using. So press your spacebar.
Rockbox Utility Voice Test. Use string corrections for TTS checkbox checked Alt plus U.
Now, if you're not satisfied with the speed or the voice that you chose, you can shift tab.
Test TTS button, Enter. Configure TTS button, Enter.
To configure the configure TTS button. And press your spacebar on it, you'll be in the previous screen that we were just in. So, but if you're satisfied, it drops you in.
Test TTS. Use string corrections for TTS checkbox checked Alt plus U.
And you can just tab.
Encoder engine grouping. Encoder engine. Configure ink button, Enter.
Now, the only thing I do in here is I do increase the volume of the voice a little bit. So I'll show you how to do that. Just press your spacebar. And again, it's called...
TTS. Encoder engine grouping. Encoder engine.
Encoder
Configure
engine.
Ink button, Enter.
Encoder engine. So... press your spacebar on the button.
Rockbox Speaks Encoder Dialog. Volume, Spin button 1.00.
Okay, and the volume is set at 1.00, and I want to change it to 1.25. So we're going to page up, and then we need to read the current line.
Volume, 1.10.
1.10, so page up again.
Volume, 1.20.
1.20, so now I'm going to arrow up five times. And let's read the line.
Volume, 1.25.
And there it is, 1.25. And that's all I'm going to change in here.
Cancel button, Enter. OK button, Enter.
So I shift tab to the OK button and press the space bar on it.
Configuration dialog. Configure Rockbox utility. Configure TTS engine configuration. OK configuration. OK Rockbox Speaks encoder. Pain. Encoder engine grouping. Encoder engine. Configure ink button, Enter.
We tab.
OK button, Enter.
And we press the spacebar on the OK button.
Unknown.
Then we tab.
Generation settings, grouping generation settings. WAP trim threshold, spin button 500.
And that's fine.
Install button, enter.
And then you have the install button, so you press your spacebar on it.
Progress dialog, progress. Progress window. Progress window. List. 100%.
And it's doing several steps, so we'll just wait till it's completely done. It usually takes a couple of minutes. It does use up a lot of your processor speed and power, so sometimes if you arrow down or tab, it may or may not read depending on your computer setup. So mine doesn't really read that well when I try to check the progress. So I'm just going to arrow down and it probably won't say anything for a couple of seconds.
Progress bar 1. 1%.
Now I'm going to try arrowing down again.
Progress window. List. Extracted voice strings from installation. Extracted voice strings from installation. Reading strings. Reading strings.
I'm just arrowing down through the different things that it's done.
Starting TTS engine. Starting TTS engine. Starting encoder engine. Starting encoder engine. Voicing entries. Voicing entries. Encoding files. Encoding files. Creating voice files. Creating voice files. Cleaning up. Cleaning up. Finished. Finished. Successfully created. Successfully created.
Okay, so it successfully created it, so tab.
OK button, enter.
And press the spacebar on the OK button.
Pane. Device grouping device. Eject button, Alt plus E.
And at this point, you can just Alt F4 out of the Rockbox utility and safely remove or eject your player and restart the player. And your player should come up using whichever voice you chose to speak the menu items and the submenus and the system information. Now, the settings that you made for the text-to-speech engine and the speed and all that, that's saved in the INI file. So you don't have to go through these steps, all those steps, again, to set all that up. It keeps it in its memory, and next time you want to create a voice file, you can just go to the install button, and it'll install whatever voice file using the voice that you had previously chosen and the speed and all that stuff. Now, if I wanted to create talk files, it would use the same settings that I use for my voice file. So I wouldn't have to go through all the steps, but we're going to go through it in case you just want to do the talk files using the Rockbox utility. So let's see, it's Alt S.
Menu.
For actions.
Accessibility, Alt plus A.
Accessibility, you arrow down to it, and you press your Enter key.
Install voice file, Alt plus I.
And we arrow down to
create voice file, Alt plus V. Create talk files, Alt plus T.
Create talk files. So press Enter.
Menu bar. Install talk files dialog BMS speech platform / B. Select folders for talk file generation CTRL for multi-select. Install button, enter.
Okay, so let's tab.
Cancel button, enter. Pane. Pane. Tree view. Dot Rockbox, not selected, 1 of 9, level 2.
This is a list of the folders that you can choose, and they're on your player. You have to press your spacebar, and then arrow down.
Audiobooks, 2 of 9, level 2. Manuals, 3 of 9, level 2. My Music, 4 of 9, level 2. Playlists, 5 of 9, level 2. Podcasts, 6 of 9, level 2. Recordings, 7 of 9, level 2. Tutorials, 8 of 9, level 2. Utilities, 9 of 9, level 2.
And those are all the folders on the player. Now, you can choose them all. Let's say you wanted to do
Manuals 3 of 9, level 2. My Music, 4 of 9, level 2.
My Music. So you would highlight My Music and hold down your control key and then arrow down.
Playlists, not select. Podcasts, not selected, 6 of 9, level 2.
And as you hear, it says not selected on those.
Playlists, not selected, 5 of 9, level 2.
But if you go up to My Music,
My Music, 4 of 9, level 2.
It doesn't say not selected. It is selected. So let's
playlists, not select, podcasts, not selected, 6 of 9, level 2.
Let's say I want to do podcasts. I press the space bar on it. All this is while I'm holding down the control key. So now let's see.
Playlists, not selected, 5 of 9, level 2.
Playlist is not selected, so let's arrow down to podcasts.
Podcasts, 6 of 9, level 2.
That one is selected.
Recordings, not selected, 7 of 9, level 2.
And the rest aren't.
Tutorials, not selected 8 of 9 level 2.
So as you can see with the Rockbox utility, you can actually select several folders or all of them in that way by holding down the control key and pressing your spacebar on the ones that you want to select. Alright, so I've chosen the two, my music and podcasts. So now I'm going to tab.
Generation options, grouping generation options. Change button, enter.
And these are the same generation options, so let's just take a look at them. So press your spacebar.
Install button, enter. Configuration dialog, configure Rockbox utility, configure TTS engine configuration, OK configuration, OK Rockbox SPX encoder. Pane. Select your audio player. Tree view. Configuration dialog, configure Rockbox utility, configure TTS engine configuration, OK configuration, OK Rockbox SPX encoder. Pane.
So let's tab.
Pane. TTS engine grouping, TTS engine. Select TTS engine combo box MS speech platform Alt plus S.
Same one that I had chosen previously.
Configure TTS button, enter.
And this is where you would go in to configure the text-to-speech engine, which we've already done, but let's take a look.
MS Speech Platform Dialog. Language, Combo Box English S.
It's set to English US.
Voice, Combo Box Microsoft Server Speech Text-to-Speech Voice and US, Zero Pro.
It's set to use Zero Pro as the voice.
Refresh button, enter. Speed, Spin button 3.
It's set at 3 for the speed.
Options, Edit Submenu, OK button, enter.
And we'll press the spacebar on the OK button.
Pane. TTS engine grouping, TTS engine. Configure TTS button, enter.
Let's tab.
Test TTS button, enter.
We can test it.
Rockbox utility voice test. Use string corrections for TTS checkbox checked Alt plus U.
Again, you can always shift tab.
Test TTS button, enter. Configure TTS button, enter.
To that button there, if you didn't like what you heard and you wanted to use a different voice or speed it up or slow it down or whatever. So let's tab.
Test TTS button, enter. Use string corrections for TTS encoder engine grouping, encoder engine. Configure ink button, enter.
We did this before, so it should still be set to 1.25 as a speed, but let's take a look.
Rockbox speaks encoder dialog. Volume, spin button 1.25.
1.25, like we set. So let's shift tab to the OK button.
Cancel button, enter. OK button, enter. Configuration dialog, configure Rockbox utility, configure TTS engine configuration, OK configuration, OK Rockbox speaks encoder. Pane. Encoder engine grouping, encoder engine. Configure ink button, enter.
So let's tab.
OK button, enter.
And let's press the spacebar on the OK button.
Unknown.
Alright, so let's tab.
Generation options, grouping generation options. Generate for files checkbox checked.
Alright, so you want this checked because you do want talk files for your files. If you just wanted talk files for your folders, then of course you would uncheck it by pressing the spacebar, but let's leave it checked because we want the files to have talk files. So tab.
Generate for folders checkbox checked.
And same thing. Yeah, you can leave it checked, but if you don't want the folder to be voice, then uncheck it. Most people would want the folders and the files to be spoken by the player, so let's leave that checked. Let's tab.
Recurse into folders checkbox checked.
Now what this means is that if you have subfolders, like let's say you have a folder for Michael Jackson, then you have a folder for studio albums, and then within that you have folders for each of his studio albums, it'll actually go into all those levels and do all the talk clips for all the folders and all the files within that folder structure. So let's leave that checked. And press tab to go to the next thing.
Skip existing checkbox checked.
If you already have talk files created for some of the folders and some of the files, you can check this and it won't deal with those folders and files. It'll just leave them alone. Like let's say you had 1,000 songs in there and you had already processed 1,000 of them and you added 5 more songs. You don't want to wait for it to process 1,005 songs, so you would check this. This would be checked and it would only process the 5 songs that you added. I want it to do everything, so I'm going to uncheck it. And let's
recurse
make sure.
Skip existing checkbox not checked.
Okay, let's tab.
Strip extensions checkbox checked.
It's checked, so it's not going to say .mp3 at the end of the name of the song. But if you uncheck it, it will say .mp3 or whatever the file name extension is at the end of the name of the song. So let's tab.
Ignore files checkbox not checked.
And we don't want to ignore any files. So let's tab.
Generation options, edit submenu.
And let's tab one more time.
Install button, enter.
To the install button. So let's click the space bar on the install. Let me arrow down.
-42%.
My computer's not very responsive when I do this. Yours may be, so it's just a difference in the computer setup. Now, the Rockbox utility won't ding or announce that it's done or anything like that. You basically have to just check by arrowing down or tabbing to see if all the steps have been done. So, just arrow down every now and then and see if it's completed another step or what it's doing. As I said,
100%.
Okay,
1%.
Okay, it's still working on it. As I said, some computers will be more responsive than mine is. Mine, for whatever reason, isn't very responsive when the Rockbox utility is actually processing folders or files or that kind of thing.
Progress dialog, progress. Progress window.
Okay.
List. Encoding files. Encoding files.
Okay, so let's see if we can go up to the top. Okay, here we are at the top.
Starting talk file generation for folder My Music. Starting talk file generation for folder My Music. Reading file list. Reading file list.
I'm just arrowing down through them.
Starting TTS engine. Starting TTS engine. Starting encoder engine. Starting encoder engine. Voicing entries. Voicing entries. Encoding files. Encoding files. Copying talk files. Copying talk files. Cleaning up. Cleaning up. Finished. Finished. Finished creating talk files. Finished creating talk files. Starting talk file generation for folder podcasts. Starting talk file generation for folder podcasts.
And those are the two folders I chose, My Music and Podcasts.
Reading file list. Reading file list. Starting TTS engine. Starting TTS engine. Starting encoder engine. Starting encoder engine. Voicing entries. Voicing entries. Encoding files. Encoding files. Copying talk files. Copying talk files. Cleaning up. Cleaning up. Finished. Finished. Finished creating talk files. Finished creating talk files.
Once you get to the bottom of the list of actions, just tab to the OK button.
OK button, enter.
And press your space bar.
Menu bar.
And at this point, you're done creating the talk file, so just Alt F4 to get out of the utility.
Rockbox utility. Folder view list. Rockbox utility.execute. Size 13806.
And we're back at Windows Explorer inside the player. So shift tab to get out of there.
Tree view. Level 4 Rockbox utility 3 of 3.
And left arrow.
Level 3 utilities expanded 9 of 9.
Left arrow again.
Collapsed.
And left arrow.
Level 2 Sans Eclipse EF expanded 4 of 8.
Until you get to back to where it says Sans Eclipse.
Collapsed.
And then to safely remove or reject the player, I use the applications key.
Context menu.
And the letter J for eject.
Sans Eclipse EF. Tree view. Sans Eclipse EF. Collapsed 4 of 8 level 2. Sans Eclipse F. Control panel collapsed 6 of 8 level 2.
Alright, and it's gone through the steps, and it's been over 5 seconds, so I can safely remove it now. Physically disconnected it, and you heard the disconnect sound. And let's plug it into the sound card so we can hear what it sounds like.
Files.
Let's go into files.
Audiobooks, manuals, My Music.
There's My Music.
Bridget Coatless, Garfin. Bridget Coatless, Garfin.
And things are being spoken.
Bridget Coatless. Bridget Coatless's biography. Sad song, cigarettes and beer. Through it all. War of the heart. Where we choose to go.
And everything's being spoken.
Bridget Coatless. My Music. Files.
As you can hear, the main menu is being spoken as well.
FM radio. Recording. Settings. System.
Basically, that's how you use the Rockbox utility to create either a voice file for your player, which will read the menus and submenus and system information and so forth, or talk files, which will enable the player to speak the folder names and file names of the folders that you put on the player. As I said, the steps should be very similar on the Mac version of the Rockbox utility, as I've heard from customers who have actually used it. Thanks for listening.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.